Blog Talk Radio.
All right, and hitting YouTube right now.
All right. Evening Blog Talk Radio. Good to have you with us tonight. Good to have you with us anytime you're with us. We're glad to see so many of you from around the world joining in the program. It's just awesome to see. And we're glad we're able to bring this to you in a platform that you can connect up with us on. Just keep connecting.
Amen.
And send us an email. Let us know where you're listening. That. Send us a picture of you, your family, and we'll put you up on the wall as one of our partners. And then we'll pray over you.
There you go.
That's
Amen.
That's not just something that people say. That's anybody that's actually truly doing ministry. That's something that they do.
Yep.
Because we appreciate all of your prayers. Appreciate you being with us, being a part of this ministry, and blessing of God is on you, just like the blessing of God is on us.
Amen.
His blessing makes rich and adds no sorrow with it. YouTube with us now?
YouTube is with us now.
Welcome, everybody. Tonight, we're going to be up some Read the Word. And most of all, get the Bible read through in 1 year. And I hope you're enjoying it. I know we had the last couple of months have been challenged, but we're getting it done. And I'll tell you, more than ever I have seen this year, God is so full of mercy and so full of grace for his people, even when they do wrong. He's so
Amen. Amen.
And he loves you, he loves me, he loves us. And so tonight we're going to finish off the book of Jeremiah. And Jeremiah, you want to see some more judgments, some more God's promises, and he's speaking through the prophet Jeremiah. People of Israel have already been carried into Babylon. Some people have saved mine. You know, it's here we go. We have 7 years in Babylon, Nehemiah. And Ezra go back and build the temple in the city. And then it's not long after that that God says, I've had enough. And he doesn't send a message from heaven to earth that we have recorded for 400 years.
Wow.
Because of people's obstinance, absolute idolatry, chasing after the ways of the world. So, we're glad to have you with us today. And, hey, there you go. Hi, you can see me. So, let's pray and we'll get right to it. Are you ready? You got your coffee and water up so you can
yeah. Yep. Give me soda.
All right. So, Father, in Jesus' name, right now, we... as believers, we open our hearts, we open our minds, we open our understanding to you, to be led by you tonight. We choose to see. You said in the book of Proverbs that wisdom is crying out in the streets, and we should choose wisdom, so we do. And we choose knowledge and understanding and revelation. And we choose you tonight, folks.
Amen.
Have your way here. Our sister Leanne, as she reads, And then, Lord, may every person connect to us. But you must say, we call it in. We call 10,000 listeners. 100, 1,000, and 10,000 listeners to the Read the Word program. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 Here we go. This man will announce Jeremiah. She'll tell you the chapter, and then she'll give you a few verses that she's reading through, but you can always keep up with this. We encourage you to open your Bible and actually put your eyes right on the Word and see exactly what God's saying.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, we're going to have a good time tonight.
Amen. Ready? Here we go.
Go.
All right, Jeremiah 46, verse 1. This is the judgment on Egypt. The word of the Lord which came to Jeremiah the prophet against the nations, against Egypt. Oh, sorry about that. There we go. Here we go again. Jeremiah 46, verse 1. The word of the Lord which came to Jeremiah the prophet against the nations, against Egypt, concerning the army of Pharaoh Necho, king of Egypt, which was by the river Euphrates in Carchemish, in which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, defeated in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah. Order the buckler and shield and draw near to battle. Harness the horses and mount up, you horsemen. Stand forth with your helmets. Polish the spears. Put on the armor. Why have I seen them dismayed and turned back? Their mighty ones are beaten down. They have speedily fled and did not look back, for fear was all around, says the Lord. Verse 6. Do not let the swift flee away, nor the mighty man escape. They will stumble and fall toward the north by the river Euphrates. Who is this coming up like a flood? Whose waters move like the rivers? Egypt rises like a flood, and its waters move like the rivers. And he says, I will go up and cover the earth. I will destroy the city and its inhabitants. Come up, O horses, and rage, O chariots, and let the mighty men come forth, the Ethiopians and the Libyans who handle the shield, and the Lydians who handle and bend the bow. For this is the day of the Lord, God of hosts, a day of vengeance. Oh, hold on, let me close my... Better. That he may avenge himself on his adversaries. The sword shall devour, it shall be satiated and made drunk with their blood. For the Lord God of hosts has a sacrifice in the north country by the river Euphrates. Verse 11. Go up to Gilead and take balm. O virgin, the daughter of Egypt, in vain you will use many medicines. You shall not be cured. The nations have heard of your shame, and your cry has filled the land. For the mighty man has stumbled against the mighty. They both have fallen together. Babylonia will strike Egypt. Verse 13, the word that the Lord spoke to Jeremiah the prophet, how Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, would come and strike the land of Egypt. Declare in Egypt and proclaim in Migdol, proclaim in Noph and in Tepanes. Say, stand fast and prepare yourselves, for the sword devours all around you. Why are your valiant men swept away? They did not stand because the Lord drove them away. He made many fall. Yes, one fell upon another. And they said, arise, let us go back to our own people, into the land of our nativity from the oppressing sword. They cried there, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, is but a noise. He has passed by the appointed time. Verse 18. As I live, says the king, whose name is the Lord of hosts, surely as Tabor is among the mountains, and as Carmel by the sea, so he shall come. O you daughter dwelling in Egypt, prepare yourself to go into captivity, for Noph shall be waste and be desolate without inhabitants. Egypt is like a very pretty heifer, but destruction comes. It comes from the north. Also, her mercenaries are in her midst like fat bulls, for they also are turned back. They have fled away together. They did not stand, for the day of their calamity had come upon them, the time of their judgment. Her noise shall go like a serpent, for they shall march with an army and come against her with axes, like those who chop wood. Wow. Brutal. Verse 23, they shall cut down her forest, says the Lord, though it cannot be searched, because they are innumerable and more numerous than grasshoppers. The daughter of Egypt shall be ashamed. She shall be delivered into the hand of the people of the north. The Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says, behold, I will bring punishment on Ammon and of No and Pharaoh and Egypt with their gods and their kings, Pharaoh and those who trust in him, and I will deliver them into the hand of those who seek their lives, into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and the hand of his servants. Afterward, it shall be inhabited as in the days of old, says the Lord. God will preserve Israel.
27. This is something how God tells them exactly what's coming. And if you go to history, you can see that it happened exactly as it was prophesied.
Yeah.
And of course, Jeremiah is saying it as a prophet before it ever happened. That's what's so amazing about the Word of God. That's why we call it the majestic Word of God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There is no other book like that. Anyway. Keep
on
reading.
Verse 27. But do not fear, O my servant Jacob, and do not be dismayed, O Israel. For behold, I will save you from afar and your offspring from the land of their captivity. Isn't he an awesome, forgiving, merciful God? Jacob shall return, have rest, and be at ease. No one shall make him afraid. Do not fear, O Jacob, my servant, says the Lord, for I am with you. For I will make a complete end of all the nations to which I have driven you, but I will not make a complete end of you. I will rightly correct you, for I will not leave you wholly unpunished. Judgment on Philistia. The word of the Lord, this is chapter 47, by the way. The word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah the prophet against the Philistines before Pharaoh attacked Gaza. Thus says the Lord, behold, waters rise out of the north and shall be an overflowing flood. They shall overflow the land and all that is in it, the city and those who dwell within. The men shall cry, and all the inhabitants of the land shall wail at the noise of the stamping hooves of his strong horses, at the rushing of his chariots, at the rumbling of his wheels. The fathers will not look back for their children, lacking courage because of the day that comes to plunder all of the Philistines, to cut off from Tyre and Sidon every helper who remains. For the Lord shall plunder the Philistines, the remnant of the country of Kaphtor. Baldness has come upon Gaza. Ashkelon is cut off with the remnant of their valley. How long will you cut yourself? Verse 6. O you sword of the Lord, how long until you are quiet? Put yourself up into your scabbard. Rest and be still. How can it be quiet, seeing the Lord has given it a charge against Ashkelon and against the seashore? There he has appointed it. Well, that was a short chapter. Now we're on chapter 48. Against Moab. This is the judgment on Moab. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, woe to Nebo, for it is plundered. Kirjatham is shamed and taken. The high stronghold is shamed and dismayed. No more praise of Moab. In Heshbon, they have devised evil against her. Come and let us cut her off as a nation. You also shall be cut down, O madmen. The sword shall pursue you. A voice crying shall be from Horonaim, plundering and great destruction. Moab is destroyed. Her little ones have caused a cry to be heard. For in the ascent of Luhith, they ascend to the continual weep. They ascend with continual weeping. For in the descent of Horonaim, the enemies have heard a cry of destruction. Verse 6. Flee, save your lives, and be like the juniper in the wilderness. For because you have trusted in your works and your treasures, you also shall be taken. And Chemosh shall go forth into captivity, his priests and his princes together. And the plunderer shall come against every city. No one shall escape. The valley also shall perish, and the plain shall be destroyed. As the Lord has spoken. Verse 9, give wings to Moab that she may flee and get away, for her city shall be desolate without any to dwell in them. Cursed is he who does the work of the Lord deceitfully, and cursed is he who keeps back his sword from blood. Verse 11, Moab has been at ease from his youth.
That right there is a pretty powerful statement.
Mm-hmm. Cursed is he who does the work of the Lord deceitfully, and cursed is he who keeps back his sword from the blood.
Because when God told him to go destroy, that's what he meant.
Yeah.
Because he had to stamp out that wickedness and that perversion.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and it makes you wonder all of the times that he had told them to wipe out a whole territory and they didn't. Would all of those spirits have been left in a dry place and wouldn't have been able to come any place else except they came through those people that should have been destroyed?
Yep. Yep.
So when he tells us to do something, it's for a reason, even if it doesn't make sense at the moment.
Just do it.
Keep
it reading.
Verse 11.
Or I'll start a preaching.
I know. Moab has been at ease from his youth. He has settled on his dregs and has not been emptied from vessel to vessel. Nor has he gone into captivity. Therefore, his taste remained in him, and his scent has not changed. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I shall send him wine workers who will tip him over and empty his vessels and break the bottles. Moab shall be ashamed of Chemosh, as the house of Israel was ashamed of Bethel, their confidence. How can you say we are mighty and strong men for the war? Moab is plundered and gone up from her cities. Her chosen young men have gone down to the slaughters, whose name is the Lord of hosts. The calamity of Moab is near at hand, and his affliction comes quickly. Bemoan him, all you who are around him, and all you who know his name. Say, how the strong staff is broken, the beautiful rod. Verse 18. O daughter inhabiting Dibon, come down from your glory and sit in thirst, for the plunderer of Moab has come against you. He has destroyed your strongholds. O inhabitant of Aroer, stand by the way and watch. Ask him who flees and her who escapes. Say, what has happened? Moab is shamed, for he is broken down. Wail and cry. Tell it in Arnon that Moab is plundered, and judgment has come on the plain country, on Holon and Jazah and Mephaeth, on Dibeon and Nebo and Beth Diblathaim, on Kirjathaim and Beth Gamal and Beth Meon and Kurioth and Bozra, on all the cities of the land of Moab, far or near. Verse 25. The horn of Moab is cut off and his arm is broken, says the Lord. Make him drunk, for he magnified himself against the Lord. Wow. Moab shall wallow in his vomit, and he shall also be in derision. For he was not Israel. For was not Israel a derision to you? Was he found among thieves? For whenever you speak of him, you shake your hand in scorn. You who dwell in Moab, leave the cities and dwell in the rock, and be like the dove which makes her nest in the sides of the cave's mouth. We have heard the pride of Moab. He is exceedingly proud of his loftiness and arrogance and pride, and of the haughtiness of his heart. I know his wrath, says the Lord, but it is not right. He lies. His lies have made nothing right. Therefore, I will wail for Moab, and I will cry out for all Moab. I will mourn for the men of Kir-Hareseth, the vine of Sibma. I will weep for you with the weeping of Jazer. Your plants have gone over the sea. They reach to the sea of Jazer. The plundered has fallen on your summer fruit and your vintage. The plunderer has fallen on your summer fruit and your vintage. Joy and gladness are taken from the plentiful field and from the land of Moab. I have caused wine to fall from the wine presses. No one will tread with joyous shouting. Not joyous shouting. Verse 34. From the cry of Heshbon to Elealeh and to Jahaz, you have uttered their voice from Zor to Horonaim, from Zor to Horonaim, like a three-year-old heifer from the waters of Nimrim, also shall be desolate. Moreover, says the Lord, I will cause to cease in Moab the one who offers sacrifices in the high places and burns incense to his gods. Therefore, my heart shall wail like flutes for Moab, and like flutes my heart shall wail for the men of Kir-Hareseth. Therefore, the riches they have acquired have perished. 37. For every head shall be bald and every beard clipped, on all the hands shall be cuts, and on the loins sackcloth. A generous lamentation on all the housetops of Moab and in its streets, for I have broken Moab like a vessel in which is no pleasure, says the Lord. They shall wail. How she is broken down, how Moab has turned her back with shame. So Moab shall be a derision and a dismay to all about her. For thus says the Lord, behold, one shall fly like an eagle and spread his wings over Moab. Kirioth is taken and the strongholds are surprised. The mighty men's hearts in Moab on that day shall be like the heart of a woman in birth pangs. And Moab shall be destroyed as a people, because he has magnified himself against the Lord. Fear in the pit and the snare shall be upon you, O inhabitant of Moab, says the Lord. He who flees from the fear shall fall into the pit. He who gets out of the pit shall be caught in the snare. For upon Moab, upon it I will bring the year of their punishment, says the Lord. Verse 45. Those who fled stood under the shadow of Heshbon because of exhaustion, but a fire shall come out of Heshbon, a flame from the midst of Sihon, and shall devour the brow of Moab, the crown of the head of the sons of Tumult. Woe to you, O Moab, the people of Chemosh perish. For your sons have been taken captive and your daughters captive, yet I will bring back the captives of Moab in the latter days, says the Lord. Thus far is the judgment of Moab. And now we are on chapter 49, the judgment of Ammon. Against the Ammonites, thus says the Lord, has Israel no sons? Has he no heir? Why then does Milcom inherit Gad? People dwell in its cities. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will cause you to be heard. I will cause to be heard an alarm of war in Rabbah and on the Ammonites, and it shall be a desolate mound, and her villages shall be burned with fire. Then Israel shall take possession of his inheritance, says the Lord. Wail, O Heshbon, for Ai is plundered. Cry, you daughters of Rabbah. Gird yourselves with sackcloth. Lament and run to and fro by the walls. For Milcom shall go into captivity with his priest and his princes together. Why do you glory in the valleys? Your flowing valley, O backsliding daughter. You trusted in her treasure, saying, who will come against me? Behold, I will bring fear upon you, says the Lord God of hosts. From all those who are around you, you shall be driven out, everyone headlong, and no one will gather those who wander off. Verse 6. But afterward, I will bring back the captives of the people of Ammon, says the Lord. Judgment on Edom. This is verse 7. Against Edom, thus says the Lord of hosts, is wisdom no more in Teman? Counsel perished from the prudent? Has their wisdom vanished? Flee, turn back, dwell in the depths, O inhabitants of Dedan. For I will bring the calamity of Esau upon him, the time that I will punish him. If grape gatherers come to you, would they not leave some gleaning grapes? If thieves by night, would they not destroy until they have enough? But I have made Esau bare. I have uncovered his secret places, and he shall not be able to hide himself. The descendants are plundered, his brethren and his neighbors, and he is no more. Leave your fatherless children. I will preserve them alive. And let your widows trust in me. For thus says the Lord, behold, those whose judgment was not to drink of the cup have assuredly drunk. And are you the one who will altogether go unpunished? You shall not go unpunished, but you shall surely drink of it. Verse 13. For I have sworn by myself, says the Lord, that Bozrah shall become a desolation, a reproach, a waste, and a curse. And all its cities shall be perpetual wastes. I have heard a message from the Lord, and an ambassador has been sent to the nations. Gather together, come against her, and rise up to battle. For indeed, I will make you small among the nations, despised among men. Verse 16, your fierceness has deceived you. the pride of your heart, O you who dwell in the clefts of the rocks, who hold the height of the hill. Though you make your nest as high as the eagle, I will bring you down from there, says the Lord. Edom shall also be an astonishment. Everyone who goes by it will be astonished and will hiss at all its plagues, as in the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah and their neighboring cities, says the Lord. No one shall abide there, nor shall a son of man dwell in it. Behold, he shall come up like a lion from the flooding of Jordan against the habitation of the strong. But I will suddenly make him run away from her. And who is chosen, and who is a chosen man that I may appoint over her? For who is like me? Who will arraign me? And who is that shepherd who will withstand me? Verse 20. Therefore, hear the counsel of the Lord that he has taken against Edom, and his purpose that he has proposed against the inhabitants of Teman. Surely the least of the flock shall draw them out. Surely he shall make their habitations desolate with them. The earth shakes at the noise of their fall. At the cry, its noise is heard in the Red Sea. Behold, he shall come up and fly like an eagle and spread his wings over Bozra. The heart of the mighty men of Edom in that day shall be like the heart of a woman in birth pangs. Judgment on Damascus. This is verse 23. Against Damascus, Hamath and Arpad are shamed, for they have heard bad news. They are faint-hearted. There is trouble on the sea. It cannot be quiet. Damascus has grown feeble and turns to flee, and fear has seized her. Anguish and sorrows have taken her like a woman in labor. Why is the city of praise not deserted, the city of my joy? Therefore, her young men shall fall in her streets, and all the men of war shall be cut off in that day, says the Lord of hosts. I will kindle a fire in the wall of Damascus, and it shall consume the palaces of Ben-Hadad. Judgment on Kedar and Hazor. Against Kedar and against the kingdoms of Hazor, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, shall strike, thus says the Lord. Arise, go up to Kedar and devastate the men of the east. Their tents and their flocks they shall take away. They shall take them for themselves, their curtains, all their vessels and their camels, and they shall cry out to them. Fear is on every side. Verse 30. Flee, get far away. Dwell in the depths, O inhabitants of Hazor, says the Lord, for Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, has taken counsel against you and has conceived a plan against you. Arise, go up to the wealthy nation that dwells securely, says the Lord, which has neither gates nor bars, dwelling alone. Their camels shall be for booty, and the multitude of their cattle for plunder. I will scatter to all winds those in the farthest corners, and I will bring their calamity from all its sides, says the Lord. Verse 33. Hazor shall be a dwelling for the jackals, a desolation forever. No one shall reside there, nor sons of man dwell in it. Judgment on Elam. The word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah the prophet against Elam in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, I will break the bow of Elam, the foremost of their might. Against Elam I will bring the four winds from the four quarters of heaven and scatter them toward all those winds. There shall be no nations where the outcasts of Elam will not go, for I will cause Elam to be dismayed before their enemies, and before those who seek their life, I will bring disaster upon them. My fierce anger, says the Lord, and I will send the sword after them until I have consumed them. Verse 38. I will set my throne in Elam and will destroy from there the king and the princes, says the Lord. But it shall come to pass in the latter days, I will bring back the captives of Elam, says the Lord. Judgment on Babylon and Babylonia. This is chapter 50. The word that the Lord spoke against Babylon and against the land of the Chaldeans by Jeremiah the prophet. Declare among the nations, proclaim and set up a standard. Proclaim and do not conceal it. Say, Babylon is taken. Bel is shamed. Merodach is broken in pieces. Her idols are humiliated. Her images are broken in pieces. For out of the north a nation comes up against her, which shall make her land desolate. And no one shall dwell therein. They shall move. They shall depart, both man and beast. In those days and in that time, says the Lord, the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Judah together. With continual weeping they shall come and seek the Lord their God. They shall ask the way to Zion with their faces toward it, saying, come and let us join ourselves to the Lord in a perpetual covenant that will not be forgotten. That's a good idea. Verse 6, my people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have led them astray. They have turned them away in the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill. They've forgotten their resting place. All who found them have devoured them and their adversaries. We have not offended because they have sinned against the Lord, the habitation of justice. The Lord, the hope of their fathers, move from the midst of Babylon, get out of the land of the Chaldeans, and be like the rams before the flocks. For behold, I will raise and cause to come up against Babylon an assembly of great nations from the north country, and they shall array themselves against her. From there she shall be captured. Their arrows shall be like those of an expert warrior. None shall return in vain. Verse 10. And Chaldea shall become plunder. All who plunder her shall be satisfied, says the Lord. Because you were glad, because you rejoiced, you destroyers of my heritage, because you have grown fat like a heifer threshing grain, and you bellow like bulls, your mother shall be deeply ashamed. She who bore you shall be ashamed. Behold, the least of the nations shall be a wilderness, a dry land and a desert. Because of the wrath of the Lord, she shall not be inhabited, but she shall be wholly desolate. Everyone who goes by Babylon shall be horrified and hiss at her plagues. Yeah.
You know, when you hear all this, this is where people get the opinion that God is being hateful, angry God. But if you've been with us this far in reading the Word, these are all the nations that would not do good to Israel, and were given a chance to do good to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And chose to mock the opportunity. And therefore, you're hearing the judgment. And of course, God has them all written in his word. You know, remember, all this is inspired by the Holy Spirit, who is as much God as Jesus and the Father is. And you know, Jeremiah is the guy right then. He's just inspired by the Holy Spirit, right? That's all that deal is.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the Holy Spirit talking, and it's recorded by Jeremiah during the time of the Babylonian occupation. And yet, there comes all the judgment of God on these nations because of how they treated God's people.
Yeah.
I said to Babylon, you've heard been hearing him say, something exalted you. God exalted us, and we've done our duty. Now you guys go home and go to do things. But they got fat, they got arrogant, and therefore God had to send somebody to wipe out Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who was it, the prophet that said it? Micah, isn't that Micah? He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly before our God. And, you know, I know there's a lot of people who they don't have any mercy on the inside of them, but you're a child of Almighty God. It's in you by nature of who you are. And
you
see it. Anyways, keep reading though.
All right. And prideful. They were all so extremely prideful and wanted to rise up against God. It's like 14. Put yourselves in array against Babylon all around. All you who bend the bow, shoot at her. Spare no arrows. Wow. For she has sinned against the Lord.
Wow.
Shout against her all around. She has given her hand. Her foundations have fallen. Her walls are thrown down, for it is the vengeance of the Lord. Take vengeance on her. As she has done, so do to her. Cut off the sower from Babylon and him who handles the sickle at harvest time, for fear of the oppressing sword. Everyone shall turn to his own people, and everyone shall flee to his own land. Israel is like scattered sheep. The lions have driven him away. First, the king of Assyria devoured him. Now, at last, this Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, has broken his bones. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will punish the king of Babylon and his land, as I have punished the king of Assyria, but I will bring back Israel to his habitation, and he shall feed on Carmel and Bashan. His soul shall be satisfied on Mount Ephraim and Gilead. In those days and in that time, says the Lord, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought, but there shall be none. And the sins of Judah, but they shall not be found. For I will pardon those whom I preserve. Verse 21. Go up against the land of Merithaim, against it, and against the inhabitants of Pekod. Waste and utterly destroy them, says the Lord, and do according to all that I have commanded you. A sound of battle is in the land, and a great destruction. How the hammer of the whole earth has been cut apart and broken. How Babylon has become a desolation among the nations. I have laid a snare for you. You have indeed been trapped, O Babylon, and you were not aware. You have been found and also caught because you have contended against the Lord. The Lord has opened his armory and has brought out the weapons of his indignation. For this is the work of the Lord, God of hosts, in the land of the Chaldeans. Come against her from the farthest border. Open her storehouses. Cast her up as heaps of ruins and destroy her utterly. Let nothing of her be left. Slay all her bulls. Let them go down to the slaughter. Woe to them, for their day has come, the time of their punishment. Yeah. Our Kathy is on Zoom. We're so happy you're with us, Kathy. Love you.
Welcome, Kathy.
Verse 28, the voice of those who flee and escape from the land of Babylon declares in Zion the vengeance of the Lord our God, the vengeance of his temple. Call together the archers against Babylon, all who will bend the bow, and camp against it all around. Let none of them escape. Repay her according to her work, according to all she has done due to her, for she has been proud against the Lord, against the Holy One of Israel. Therefore her young men shall be in the streets, and all her men of war shall be cut off in that day, says the Lord. Behold, I am against you, O you most proud, says the Lord God of hosts, for your day has come, the time that I will punish you. We're in verse 32, chapter 50 and verse 32, for anybody just joining us. The most proud shall stumble and fall, and no one will raise him up. I will kindle a fire in his cities, and I will devour all around him. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the children of Israel were oppressed along with the children of Judah. All who took them captive have held them fast. They have refused to let them go. Their Redeemer is strong. The Lord of hosts is his name. He will thoroughly plead their case that he may give rest to the land and disquiet the inhabitants of Babylon. 35. A sword is against the Chaldeans, says the Lord, against the inhabitants of Babylon and against her princes and her wise men. A sword is against the soothsayers, and they will be fools. A sword is against her mighty men, and they will be dismayed. A sword is against their horses, against their chariots, and against all the mixed peoples who are in their midst, and they will become like women. A sword is against her treasures, and they will be robbed. A drought is against her waters, and they will be dried up. For it is the land of carved images. And they are insane with their idols. Therefore, the wild desert beasts shall dwell there with the jackals, and the ostriches shall dwell in it. It shall be inhabited no more forever, nor shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation. Verse 40. If God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah and their neighboring cities, says the Lord, no one shall reside there, nor son of man dwell in it. Behold, a people shall come from the north and a great nation, and many kings shall be raised up from the ends of the earth. They shall hold the bow and the lance. They are cruel and shall not show mercy. Their voice shall roar like the sea. They shall ride on horses set in array, like a man for the battle, against you, O daughter of Babylon. Verse 43. The king of Babylon has heard the report about them, and his hands grow feeble. Anguish has taken hold of him, pangs as of a woman in childbirth. Behold, he shall come up like a lion from the flooding of Jordan against the habitation of the strong, but I will make them suddenly run away from her. And who is a chosen man that I may appoint over her? For who is like me? Who will arraign me? And who is that shepherd who will withstand me? Verse 45. Therefore, hear the counsel of the Lord that he has taken against Babylon and his purposes that he has proposed against the land of the Chaldeans. Surely the least of the flock shall draw them out. Surely he will make their habitation desolate with them. At the noise of the taking of Babylon, the earth trembles, and the cry is heard among the nations. The utter destruction of Babylon This is chapter 51 we're on now. Behold, I will raise up against Babylon, against those who dwell in Leb-Kamea, and a destroying wind. And I will send winnowers to Babylon, who shall winnow her and empty her land. For in the day of doom they shall be against her all around. Against her let the archer bend his bow and lift himself up against her in his armor. Do not spare her young men, utterly destroy all her army. Thus the slain shall fall in the land of the Chaldeans, in the land of the Chaldeans, and those thrust through in her streets. For Israel is not forsaken, nor Judah. By his God, the Lord of hosts, though their land was filled with sin against the Holy One of Israel. Flee from the midst of Babylon and everyone save his life. Do not be cut off in her iniquity, for this is the time of the Lord's vengeance. He shall recompense her. Babylon was a golden cup in the Lord's hand that made all the earth drunk. The nations drank her wine, therefore the nations are deranged. Babylon, I'm on verse 8 now. We're in chapter 51, verse 8. Babylon has suddenly fallen and destroyed. Wail for her. Take balm for her pain. Perhaps she may be healed. We would have healed Babylon, but she is not healed. Forsake her and let us go, everyone to his own country. For her judgment reaches to heaven and is lifted up to the skies. The Lord has revealed our righteousness. Come and let us declare in Zion the work of the Lord our God. Make the arrows bright. Gather the shields. The Lord has raised up the spirits of the kings to the Medes. The kings of the Medes. For his plan is against Babylon to destroy it, because it is the vengeance of the Lord, the vengeance for his temple. Set up the standard on the walls of Babylon. Make the guards strong. Set up the watchmen. Prepare the ambushes, for the Lord has both devised and done what he spoke against the inhabitants of Babylon. O you who dwell by many waters, abundant in treasures, your end has come, the measure of your covetousness. The Lord of hosts has sworn by himself, surely I will fill you with men as with locusts, and they shall lift up a shout against you. Verse 15. He has made the earth by his power. He has established the world by his wisdom and stretched out the heaven by his understanding. When he utters his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens. He causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He makes lightnings for the rain. He brings the wind out of his treasuries. Everyone is dull-hearted without knowledge. Every metalsmith is put to shame by the carved image, for his molded image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. They are futile, a work of errors. In the time of their punishment, they shall perish. The portion of Jacob is not like them, for he is the maker of all things. For he is the maker of all things. And Israel is the tribe of his inheritance. The Lord of hosts is his name. Verse 20. You are my battle axe and weapons of war. For with you I will break the nations in pieces. With you I will destroy kingdoms. With you I will break in pieces the horse and its rider. And with you I will break in pieces the chariot and its rider. With you also I will break in pieces man and woman. With you I will break in pieces old and young. With you I will break in pieces the young man and the maiden. With you also I will break in pieces the shepherd and his flock. With you I will break in pieces the farmer and his yoke of oxen. And with you, I will break in pieces governors and rulers. And I will repay Babylon and all of its inhabitants of Chaldea for all the evil they have done in Zion in your sight, says the Lord. Verse 25. Behold, I am against you, O destroying mountain who destroys all the earth, says the Lord. And I will stretch out my hand against you, roll you down from the rocks, and make you a burnt mountain. They shall not take from you a stone for a corner, nor a stone for a foundation, but you shall be desolate forever, says the Lord. Set up a banner in the land, blow the trumpet among the nations, prepare the nations against her, call the kingdoms together against her, Ararat, Mini, and Ashkenaz. Appoint a marshal against her. Cause the horses to come up like the bristling locusts, preparing against her the nations with the kings of the Medes, its governors and all its rulers. All the land of his dominion and the land will tremble and sorrow. For every purpose of the Lord shall be performed against Babylon, to make the land of Babylon a desolation without inhabitant. Verse 30. The mighty men of Babylon have ceased fighting. They have remained in their strongholds. Their might has failed. They became like women. They have burned her dwelling places. The bars of her gate are broken. The runner will run to meet another, and one messenger to meet another, to show the king of Babylon that his city is taken on all sides. The passages are blocked. The reeds they have burned with fire, and the men of war are terrified. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, the daughter of Babylon is like a threshing floor when it is time to thresh her. Yet a little while, and the time of her harvest will come. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, has devoured me. He has crushed me. He has made me an empty vessel. He has swallowed me up like a monster. He has filled his stomach with my delicacies. He has spit me out. Let the violence done to me in my flesh be upon Babylon. The inhabitant of Zion will say, and my blood be upon the inhabitants of Chaldea, Jerusalem will say. Verse 36. Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I will plead over your case and take vengeance for you. I will dry up her sea and make her springs dry. Babylon shall become a heap, a dwelling place for jackals, an astonishment and a hissing without an inhabitant. They shall roar together like lions. They shall growl like lions' whelps. In their excitement, I will prepare their feast. I will make them drunk that they may rejoice and sleep a perpetual sleep and not awake, says the Lord. I will bring them down like lambs to the slaughter, like rams with male goats. Oh, how Sheshach is taken. Oh, how the praise of the whole earth is seized. How Babylon has become desolate among the nations. The sea has come up over Babylon. She is covered with the multitudes of its waves. Her cities are a desolation, a dry land and a wilderness, a land where no one dwells, through which no son of man passes. I will punish Bel in Babylon, and I will bring out his mouth what he has swallowed. I will bring out of his mouth what he has swallowed, and the nations shall not stream to him anymore. Yes, the wall of Babylon shall fall. We're in verse 45. My people go out of the midst of her, and let everyone deliver himself from the anger of the Lord. unless your heart faint and you fear for the rumor that will be heard in the land, a rumor will come 1 year, and after that, in another year, a rumor will come. And violence in the land, ruler against ruler. Therefore, behold, the days are coming that I will bring judgment on the carved images of Babylon. Her whole land shall be ashamed, and all her slain shall fall in her midst. Then the heavens and the earth and all that is in them shall sing joyously over Babylon. For the plunderers shall come to her from the north, says the Lord. As Babylon has called the slain of Israel to fall, so at Babylon the slain of all the earth shall fall. Verse 50. You who have escaped the sword, get away. Do not stand still. Remember the Lord afar off, and let Jerusalem come to your mind. We are ashamed because we have heard reproach. Shame has covered our faces, for strangers have come into the sanctuaries of the Lord's house. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will bring down judgment on her carved images, and throughout all her land the wounded shall groan. Though Babylon were to mount up to heaven, and though she were to fortify the height of her strength, yet from me plunderers would come to her, says the Lord. The sound of a cry comes from Babylon in great destruction from the land of the Chaldeans. Because the Lord is plundering Babylon and silencing her loud voice, though her waves roar like great waters and the noise of their voice is uttered, because the plunderer comes against her, against Babylon, and her mighty men are taken. Every one of her bows is broken, for the Lord is the God of recompense. He will surely repay. And I will make drunk her princes and wise men, her governors, her deputies, and her mighty men, and they shall sleep a perpetual sleep. And not awake, says the King, whose name is the Lord of hosts. We're in chapter 51. We're on verse 58. Thus says the Lord of hosts, broad walls of Babylon shall be utterly broken, and her high gates shall be burned with fire. The people will labor in vain in the nations because of the fire, and they shall be weary. Jeremiah's command to Sarah. The word which Jeremiah the prophet commanded Sarah, the son of Neriah, the son of Messiah, when he went to Zedekiah, the king of Judah, to Babylon in the fourth year of his reign. And Sarah was the quartermaster. So Jeremiah wrote in a book all the evil that would come upon Babylon, all these words that are written against Babylon. And Jeremiah said to Sarah, when you arrive in Babylon and see it and read all these words, then you shall say, O Lord, you have spoken against this place to cut it off so that none shall remain in it, neither man nor beast, but it shall be desolate forever. Hi, Sunday. Glad you're here. We love you. Verse 63. Again, we're in chapter 51, verse 63. Now it shall be, when you have finished reading this book, that you shall tie a stone to it and throw it out into the Euphrates. Then you shall say, thus Babylon shall sink and not rise from the catastrophe that I will bring upon her. And they shall be weary. Thus far are the words of Jeremiah. And chapter 52.
Down low, when he said, by a rock, throw it off in the river. See, I know when he said, fly a rock through it and throw it down the river, he had to say, I spent a whole lot of time writing this.
Oh, no kidding. No, we're going to throw it in the river. Yeah.
And then we're going to just throw it in the river. My, the judgment. If you look at that, it's the same judgment he gave on his people.
Yeah. And over and over and over.
You think maybe he wants to substitute the word Chicago, you still mark for the word Babylon.
Yeah.
You have a couple of chapters.
Yeah.
Well, the difference between that and now is that there are righteous people in all of those cities.
Well, God can always take the righteous to a better place.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm ready to go.
Pulled Lot and his family out of there. Oh, or rapture, yeah. Yeah. Hi, Mary. We love you. Glad you're here.
Oh, you're so smart, Leanne.
Hmm?
You're so smart. You know what I was talking about.
Oh. It's because we're all ready. Okay, we are on chapter 52, The Fall of Jerusalem Reviewed. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he became king, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Hamutal, the daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. He also did evil in the sight of the Lord, according to all that Jehoiakim had done. For because of the anger of the Lord, this happened in Jerusalem, and Judah, till he finally cast them out from his presence. Then Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon. Now it came to pass in the ninth year of his reign, in the 10th month, on the 10th day of the month, that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and all his army came against Jerusalem and encamped against it. And they built a siege wall against it all around. So the city was besieged until the 11th year of King Zedekiah. By the fourth month, on the ninth day of the month, the famine had become so severe in the city that there was no food for the people of the land. Then the city wall was broken through, and all the men of war fled and went out of the city at night by way of the gate between the two walls, which was by the king's garden, even though the Chaldeans were near the city all around. And they went by way of the plain. Verse 8. But the army of the Chaldeans pursued the king, and they overtook Zedekiah in the plains of Jericho. All his army was scattered from him. So they took the king and brought him up to the king of Babylon at Riblah in the land of Hamath. And he pronounced judgment on him. Then the king of Babylon killed the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes, and he killed all the princes of Judah in Riblah. He also put out the eyes of Zedekiah, and the king of Babylon bound him in bronze fetters, took him to Babylon, and put him in prison till the day of his death. The temple and city plundered and burned. Verse 12. Now in the fifth month, on the 10th day of the month, which was the 19th year of King Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard who served the king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem. He burned the house of the Lord and the king's house, all the houses of Jerusalem, that is all the houses of the great men, he burned with fire. And all the army of the Chaldeans who were with the captain of the guard broke down all the walls of Jerusalem all around. Then Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carried away captive some of the poor people, the rest of the people who remained in the city, the defectors who had deserted to the king of Babylon and the rest of the craftsmen. But Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, left some of the poor of the land as vine dressers and farmers. The bronze pillars were in the house of the Lord, and the carts and the bronze sea that were in the house of the Lord, the Chaldeans broke in pieces and carried all their bronze to Babylon. They also took away the pots, the shovels, the trimmers, the bowls, the spoons, and all the bronze utensils with which the priests ministered. Then the basins, the fire pans, the bowls, the pots, the lampstands, the spoons and the cups, whatever was of solid gold and whatever was of solid silver, the captain of the guard took away. The two pillars, one sea, the 12 bronze bulls which were under it, and the carts which King Solomon had made for the house of the Lord, the bronze of all these articles was beyond measure. Boy, I bet you imagine how much went into that. Verse 21, now concerning the pillars, the height of one pillar was 18 cubits. A measuring line of 12 cubits could measure its circumference. And its thickness was 4 fingers. It was hollow. A capital of bronze was on it, and the height of one capital. Oops. 5 cubits with a network and pomegranates all around the capital, all of bronze. The second pillar with pomegranates was the same. There was 96 pomegranates on the sides. All the pomegranates all around on the network were 100. The people taken captive to Babylonia. Verse 24. The captain of the guard took Seraiah, the chief priest, Zephaniah, the second priest, and the 3 doorkeepers. He also took out of the city an officer who had charge of the men of war, 7 men of the king's close associates who were found in the city, the principal scribe of the armor who mustered the people of the land, and 60 men of the people of the land who were found in the midst of the city. And Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, took these and brought them to the king of Babylon at Riblah. Then the king of Babylon struck them and put them to death at Riblah in the land of Hamath. Thus Judah was carried away captive from its own land. These are the people whom Nebuchadnezzar carried away captive in the 7th year, 3,023 Jews. In the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar, he carried away captive from Jerusalem 832 persons. In the 23rd year of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carried away captive of the Jews 745 persons. All the persons were 4,600. It's amazing how accurately they kept track of all of these. I mean, they must have had scribes just busy everywhere doing nothing but recording everything.
But then you think about the wisdom of God to record it.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Because now history of Babylon, they're going to record it because they're going to brag on their numbers.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Because for them, that's a
of the Jews.
Yeah. So when you think about that, God put it in his prophet's mouth before it ever happened.
Yeah.
What was going to go on. And of course, none of them could do that. All they could do is record it as it was happening.
Right.
You just see the magnificence, the majesty of our Father who lives on the inside. What does anybody ever see or want in the enemy?
No idea. But yeah, and then they all, you know, thousands of miles away and years later, they all can verify the same things happening or that had happened.
Yep.
So there's no denying it anyplace. It is amazing.
I think that's such an amazing study like this. It's because you get to see our Father, how marvelous his works are, and yet how simple his whole plan is. God's plan is really simple. What do you think about it? The teacher said, walk before me and be now perfect. We'll walk with God. Then you get to live this wonderful life.
Yeah.
But in fact, because the king of all the earth lives on the inside. If you are a part of this ministry, you're going to get this revelation down. How much
Amen.
More you got?
We're almost to the end of Jeremiah. And then we could do more, I guess, if you want.
We'll probably do more.
All right.
Here we go.
Jehoiakim released from prison. We are on verse 31. Now it came to pass in the 37th year of the captivity of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, in the 12th month, on the 25th day of the month. Oh, I never noticed that before, December 25th. That evil Moradak, king of Babylon, in the first year of his reign, lifted up the head of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and brought him out of prison, spoke kindly to him, and gave him a more prominent seat than those of the kings who were with him in Babylon. So Jehoiakim changed from his prison garments, and he ate bread regularly before the king all the days of his life. And as for his provisions, there was a regular ration given him by the king of Babylon, a portion for each day until the day of his death, all the days of his life. And there was Jeremiah. So do you want me to keep going? Do you know which ones are next, or do I need to look them up?
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
All right. I got it right there real quick.
Okay.
Let me throw my hoes up here.
Does anybody have any questions or anything for Pastor, or anything you wanted to add to it?
Did we know that if it was Christmas, the 12th month of the year and the 25th day?
I don't know.
Well, how I said, Christmas is a pagan holiday.
That is really the only time in the Bible I ever remember that date being mentioned.
It's very interesting how God got all these writers to write the dates in. He wanted everybody to know.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
He didn't want there to be any misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Now, this was like about 700 years before Jesus was born.
Mm-hmm.
700 years. Well, probably 500 for Jesus, I would imagine.
Okay, I'll take you for
the text. What's next?
I love that we took a pagan holiday and turned it into a celebration of our God. They've tried to take our...
Well, I celebrate Christmas every day of the year.
Amen.
I know it wasn't on the 25th of December. It's
right, right.
Right within March, right within October, September.
Yeah.
I always thought that it was the Feast of Tabernacles. But someone had a pretty good argument about March, you know, around Easter. So...
So,
it wasn't December.
So here's the deal. The next 2 days are the Book of Lamentations.
Okay.
So
yeah.
We should do them.
All right.
The next 2 days, and that's the whole Book of Lamentations.
All right.
Okay.
While we're setting that up, turn over here.
Okay. So,
just a minute.
Days.
And there's actually 2 days.
Uh-huh.
But it's 5 chapters, so we'll just do it.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about lamentation, of course. The word lamentation means lament. Cry, sadness, sorrow. To document that disobedience always results in divine judgment. Always. In the midst of judgment, however, God's mercy prevails. He will not forget his covenant promise. So no matter where you are tonight, no matter where you are, you're not too far away from God.
Amen.
You're not too far away from God. The Book of the Book of Lamentation. It's written to the survivors of the Jerusalem destruction. It's just the sorrow and the sadness of Jeremiah as he watched his nation be destroyed. He just sat weeping, and this is you're going to hear what he did when he weeped.
Ready?
Whenever you are.
All right. Jerusalem in affliction. How lonely sits the city that was full of people. How like a widow is she, who was great among the nations, the princes among the provinces, has become a slave. She weeps bitterly in the night. Her tears are on her cheeks. Among all her lovers, she has none to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They have become her enemies. Judah has gone into captivity, under affliction and hard servitude. She dwells among the nations. She finds no rest. All her persecutors overtake her in dire straits. The roads to Zion mourn because no one comes to the set feasts. All her gates are desolate. Her priests sigh. Her virgins are afflicted, and she is in bitterness. Her adversaries have become the master. Her enemies prosper, for the Lord has afflicted her because of the multitude of her transgressions. her children.
Because of the multitudes of
yeah.
her transgressions.
Yeah.
That's what people miss so much in this day. That there are people in our day that are being searched by God.
Yeah.
But it's not because he's not merciful. And it's not because he wants that judgment to come upon you. But if you give yourself over to his archenemy, to follow his ways and his indoctrination, then God can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
He has to let the destruction that comes with the devil come upon you.
Yeah. Yeah, you open yourself right up to the enemy.
And you're out from under the umbrella of God's love and protection.
Yeah, yeah.
Just don't do it. Turn around and run back to God now. Not religion. Not religiosity. It's God. It's God Almighty. Anyway.
Amen.
I'm a preacher.
We like the commentary and the explanation, and we appreciate it. Her children have gone into captivity before the enemy. Now we're on verse 6, Lamentations 1, verse 6. And from the daughter of Zion, all her splendor has departed. Her princes have become like deer. They find no pasture. That flee without strength before the pursuer. In the days of her affliction and roaming, Jerusalem remembers all her pleasant things that she had in the days of old, when her people fell into the hand of the enemy with no one to help her. The adversary saw her and mocked her at her downfall. Jerusalem has sinned grievously, therefore she has become vile. All who honored her despise her because they have seen her nakedness. Yes, she sighs and turns away. Her uncleanness is in her skirts, and she did not consider her destiny. Therefore, her collapse was awesome. She had no comforter. O Lord, behold my affliction, for the enemy has magnified himself. The adversary has spread his hand over all her pleasant things, for she has seen the nations enter her sanctuary, those whom you commanded not to enter your congregation. All her people sigh. They seek bread. They have given their valuables for food to restore life. See, O Lord, and consider, for I am scorned. Verse 12. Is it nothing to you all who pass by? Behold and see. If there is any sorrow like my sorrow, which has been brought on me, which the Lord has inflicted on me. In the day of his fierce anger, from above he has sent fire into my bones, and it overpowered them. He has spread a net for my feet and turned me back. He has made me desolate and faint all the day. The yoke of my transgressions was bound. They were woven together by his hands and thrust upon my neck. And he made my strength fail. The Lord delivered me into the hands of those whom I am not able to withstand. The Lord has
And yet, how many enemies were they able to withstand and didn't even have to do anything to show up?
Right, right.
And that's the travesty. That's the horror. When you and I fall down before the wicked and do things that wicked people do, and then say, oh, God loves me. God, you still love me.
Yeah.
He's like, I still love you, but here comes judgment upon you because you're doing like the wicked do.
Yeah. Yeah. Mary, I believe the country, I believe he refers to her as her, Jerusalem. Mary is asking, why is the country referred to as her? Because she's the bride. She was the God's chosen people and the bride.
Right.
He cared for her, loved her, provided everything for her. She was the apple of his eye.
And that's why he said to her, you have gone pouring after other gods.
Yeah.
Because in all reality, that's exactly what she did.
Yep, let everybody else in there and doing all of their stupid stuff that should have never been done there. And let me see. From above, he has sent fire into my bones. Anybody remember where I was at? Let's just go to verse 12. Let's try that.
No, that's fire.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Is it nothing to you all who pass by? Behold and see if there is any sorrow like my sorrow, which has been brought on me, which the Lord has inflicted on me in the day of his fierce anger. From above, he has sent fire into my bones and overpowered them. He has spread a net for my feet and turned me back. He has made me desolate and faint all the day. Yet the yoke of my transgressions was bound. Oh, here you go. They were woven together by his hands and thrust upon my neck. He made my strength fail. The Lord delivered me into the hands of those whom I am not able to withstand. The Lord has trampled underfoot all my mighty men in my midst. He has called an assembly against me to crush my young men. The Lord trampled, as in a winepress, the virgin's daughter of Judah. For these things I weep. My eye overflows with water. Because the comforter who should restore my life is far from me. My children are desolate because the enemy prevailed. Well, you gave him every access. And verse 17. Zion spreads out her hands, but there is no one to comfort her. The Lord has commanded concerning Jacob that those around him become his adversaries. Jerusalem has become an unclean thing among them. The Lord is righteous, for I rebelled against his commandment. Hear now, all peoples, and behold my sorrow. My virgins and my young men have gone into captivity. I called for my lovers, but they deceived me. My priests and my elders breathed their last in the city while they sought food to restore life. See, O Lord, that I am in distress. My soul is troubled. My heart is overturned within me. For I have been very rebellious. Outside, the sword bereaves. At home, it is like death. They've heard that I sigh with no one to comfort me. All my enemies have heard my trouble. They are glad that you have done it. Bring on the day that you have announced, that they may become like me. Let all their wickedness come before you and do to them as you've done to me. For all my transgressions, for my sighs are many and my heart is faint. God's anger with Jerusalem. This is chapter 2. How the Lord has covered the daughter of Zion with a cloud in his anger. He cast down from heaven to the earth the beauty of Israel and did not remember his footstool in the day of his anger. The Lord has swallowed up and has not pitied all the habitations of Jacob. He has thrown down in his wrath the strongholds of the daughter of Judah. He has brought them down to the ground. He has profaned the kingdom and its princes. He has cut off in fierce anger every horn of Israel. He has drawn back his right hand from before the enemy. He has blazed against Jacob like a flaming fire which devours all around. Standing like an enemy, he has bent his bow with his right hand. Like an adversary, he has slain all who were pleasing to his eye on the tent of the daughter of Zion. He has poured out his fury like fire. The Lord was like an enemy. He has swallowed up Israel. He has swallowed up all her palaces. He has destroyed her strongholds and has increased mourning and lamentation in the daughter of Judah. He has done violence to his tabernacle as if it were a garden. He has destroyed his place of assembly. The Lord has caused the appointed feasts and Sabbaths to be forgotten in Zion. In his burning indignation, he has spurned the king and the priest. We're on verse 7. The Lord has spurned his altar. He has abandoned his sanctuary. He has given up the walls of her palaces into the hand of the enemy. They've made a noise in the house of the Lord, as on the day of a set feast. The Lord has purpose to destroy the wall of the daughter of Zion. He has stretched out a line. He has not withdrawn his hand from destroying. Therefore, he has caused the rampart and wall to lament. They languish together. Her gates have sunk into the ground. He has destroyed and broken her bars. Her king and her princes are among the nations. The law is no more, and her prophets find no vision from the Lord. Verse 10. The elders of the daughter of Zion sit on the ground and keep silence. They throw dust on their heads and gird themselves with sackcloth. The virgins of Jerusalem bow their heads to the ground. My eyes fail with tears. My heart is troubled. My bile is poured on the ground because of the destruction of the daughter of my people. Because the children and the infants faint in the streets of the city. They say to their mothers, where is grain and wine? And they swoon like the wounded in the streets of the city, and their life is poured out in their mother's bosom. How shall I console you? To what shall I liken you, O daughter of Jerusalem? What shall I compare with you that I may comfort you, O virgin daughter of Zion? That's interesting. For your ruin.
It's very serious.
It is very
serious. It's on the women. I mean, you know, this is a good lesson right there for any woman who is in a relationship where you're not being allowed to be righteous and don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't let anybody. It doesn't matter if you're married to them. And it's not just women. I shouldn't say just women. God just used a woman talking about her children's life goes from them right in their bosom.
Mm-hmm.
And don't, no matter whether you're a man or a woman. The problem why these women are having to see their children die right in front of their eyes is they didn't stand up against the wickedness.
Yeah.
That's why you have a program that we call Rebuilding the Walls of Righteousness. Because we know this stuff is wrong, and we're going to stand up against it. Heaven is going to have recorded about you and I that we stood against this wickedness.
Yeah, amen.
And, you know, this is the lamentation of Jeremiah. I want to say this about this. This is the lamentation of Jeremiah. And he's sad and he's sorrowful. And God took care of Jeremiah. Certainly his heart was broken because of his beautiful city. Jerusalem has always been called a beautiful city. And, you know, that's what you call a woman. That's beautiful. That's why she's called a she.
Mm-hmm.
And so
he's mourning
that destruction and that sadness, because he knows the beauty that's there. He saw splendor under Josiah. He saw God under Josiah. And that, you know, every time they went into the temple and they saw that the sea and the pomegranates all around it, you know, they were able to look at it and say, wow, look what God had us built for us.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think about it, that's all it is. And then it's all gone. It's all destroyed. And of course, we're going to read here in the next couple of days the story of Daniel and the three Hebrew children. They were carried away into captivity. And yes, they did do wrong. And God took good care of them. God promoted them to high places. And that's how God wants to do for each of us.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, and I thought it was interesting in 13, how shall I console you? To what shall I liken you, O daughter of Jerusalem? What shall I compare with you that I may comfort you? Like he's even trying to think of something, well, so-and-so went through this and they recovered fine and whatever. He's just like, yeah, no, there is not anything I can even compare you to give you comfort that you'll pull out of this.
And yet, he did not abandon them.
No.
He had to let them go into captivity. He had to let them be questioned and feel the rest, because he told them that's what you have to do.
Yeah.
And that's what he did. Anyway, keep reading.
All right. For your ruin is spread wide as the sea. Who can heal you? We're on verse 14 now. Lamentations 2, verse 14. Right? Yep. Your prophets have seen for you false and deceptive visions that have not uncovered your iniquity, to bring back your captives, but have envisioned for you false prophecies and delusions. All who pass by clap their hands at you. They hiss and shake their heads at the daughter of Jerusalem. Is this the city that is called the perfection of beauty, the joy of the whole earth? All your enemies have opened their mouth against you. They hiss and gnash their teeth. They say, we have swallowed her up. Surely this is the day we have waited for. We have found it. We have seen it. The Lord has done what he purposed. He has fulfilled his word, which he commanded in the days of old. He has thrown down and has not pitied, and he has caused your enemy to rejoice over you. He has exalted the horn of your adversaries. Their heart cried out to the Lord, O wall of the daughter of Zion, let tears run down like rivers day and night. Give yourself no relief. Give your eyes no rest. Arise, cry out in the night at the beginning of the watches. Pour out your heart like water before the face of the Lord. Lift your hands toward him for the life of your young children who faint from hunger at the head of every street. See, O Lord, and consider, to whom have you done this? Should the women eat their offspring, the children they have cuddled? Should the priest and prophet be slain in the sanctuary of the Lord? Young and old lie on the ground in the streets. My virgins and my young men have fallen by the sword. You have slain them in the day of your anger. You have slaughtered and not pitied. You have invited as to a feast day, the terrors that surround me. In the day of the Lord's anger, there is no refuge or survivor. Those whom I have born and brought up, my enemies have destroyed. We're on chapter 3 now, the prophet's anguish and hope. I am the man who has seen affliction by the rod of his wrath. He has led me and made me walk in darkness and not in light. Surely he has turned his hand against me time and time again throughout the day. He has aged my flesh and my skin and broken my bones. He has besieged me and surrounded me with bitterness and woe. He has set me in dark places like the dead of long ago. He has hedged me in so that I cannot get out. He has made my chain heavy. Even when I cry and shout, he shuts out my prayer. He has blocked my ways with hewn stone. He has made my paths crooked. He has been to me like a bear lying in wait, like a lion in ambush. We're on verse 11. He has turned aside my ways and torn me in pieces. He has made me desolate. He has bent my bow and set me up as a target for the arrow. He has caused the arrows of his quiver to pierce my loins. I have become the ridicule of all my people and their taunting song all the day. He has filled me with bitterness. He has made me drink wormwood. He has also broken my teeth with gravel and covered me with ashes. You've moved my soul far from peace. I have forgotten prosperity, and I said my strength and my hope have perished from the Lord. Remember my affliction and roaming, the wormwood and the gall. We're on verse 20 now. My soul still remembers and sinks within me. This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning.
Wow. Boy, that puts it in a whole different place when you read those verses, doesn't it?
Yeah. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion. Therefore, I hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him. To the soul who seeks him, it is good that no one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for man to bear the yoke in his youth. Let him sit alone and keep silent, because God has laid it on him. Let him put his mouth in the dust. There may yet be hope. Let him give his cheek to the one who strikes him and be full of reproach. Verse 31, for the Lord will cast off forever. The Lord will not cast off forever. Though he causes grief, yet will he show compassion according to the multitude of his mercies, for he does not afflict willingly. Nor grieve the children of men, to crush under his feet all the prisoners of the earth, to turn aside the justice due a man before the face of the Most High, or subvert a man in his cause. The Lord does not approve. Who is he who speaks and it comes to pass, when the Lord has not commanded it? Is it not from the mouth of the Most High that woe and well-being proceed? Why should a living man complain, a man for the punishment of his sins? Wow. Verse 40, let us search out and examine our ways and turn back to the Lord. Let us lift our hearts and hands to God in heaven. We have transgressed and rebelled. You have not pardoned. You have covered yourself with anger and pursued us. You have slain and not pitied. You have covered yourself with a cloud that prayer should not pass through. You have made us an offscouring and refuse in the midst of the peoples. All our enemies have opened their mouths against us. Fear and snare have come upon us, desolation and destruction. My eyes overflow with rivers of water for the destruction of the daughter of my people. My eyes flow and do not cease without interruption. We're on verse 50 now. Till the Lord from heaven looks down and sees my eyes bring suffering to my soul because of all the daughters of my city. My enemies without cause hunted me down like a bird. They silenced my life in the pit and threw stones at me. The waters flowed over my head. I said, I am cut off. I called on your name, O Lord, from the lowest pit. You've heard my voice. Do not hide your ear from my sighing, from my cry for help. You drew near on the day I called you, and I said, do not fear. O Lord,
wow.
You have. Yeah.
You drew near. You could put it there to me.
Yeah.
On the day I called on you.
Instead, do not fear. Yeah.
Wow.
58. O Lord, you have pleaded the case for my soul. You have redeemed my life. O Lord, you have seen how I am wronged. Judge my case. You have seen all their vengeance, all their schemes against me. You've heard their reproach, O Lord, all their schemes against me, the lips of my enemies and their whispering against me all day. Look at their sitting down and their rising up. I am their taunting song. Repay them, O Lord, according to the work of their hands. Give them a veiled heart. A veiled heart. Your curse be upon them in your anger. Pursue and destroy them from under the heavens of the Lord. The degradation of Zion. We're on chapter 4 now of Lamentations. How the gold has become dim. How changed the fine gold. The stones of the sanctuary are scattered at the head of every street. The precious stones of Zion, valuable as fine gold. Thank you, Rebecca, for putting the verses in. How they are regarded as clay pots, the work of the hands of the potter. Even the jackals present their breasts to nurse their young, but the daughter of my people has become cruel, like ostriches in the wilderness. The tongue of the infant clings to the roof of its mouth for thirst. The young children ask for bread, but no one breaks it for them. Those who ate delicacies are desolate in the streets. Those who were brought up in scarlet embrace ash heaps.
Wow.
Yeah. The punishment of
just
the...
Just don't make God punish you to this degree.
Yeah.
Burn down. He's full of mercy and pardon. As far as the east is from the west, that's how far he has removed our transgressions from us. So let him.
Amen.
Did I say that bold enough?
Yeah. verse 6, the punishment of the iniquity of the daughter of my people is greater than the punishment of the sin of Sodom, which was overthrown in a moment with no
wow.
hand to help her. Yeah, isn't that true? That was done and over in a minute, and these guys are suffering for a long time. Her Nazarites were brighter than the snow and whiter than milk. They were more ruddy in body than rubies, like sapphire in their appearance. Now their appearance is blacker than soot. They go unrecognized in the streets. Their skin clings to their bones. It has become as dry as wood. Those slain by the sword are better off than those who die of hunger, for these pine away, stricken for lack of the fruits of the field. The hands of the compassionate women have cooked their own children.
Turn to God before that comes.
Yeah, they became food for them in the destruction of the daughter of my people. The Lord has fulfilled his fury. He has poured out his fierce anger. He kindled a fire in Zion, and it has devoured its foundations. The kings of the earth and all inhabitants of the world would not have believed that the adversary and the enemy enter the gates of Jerusalem. She let them in. Because of the sins of her prophets and the iniquities of her priests who shed in her midst the blood of the unjust. They wandered blind in the streets. They have defiled themselves with blood so that no one would touch their garments. They cried out to them, "Go away, unclean. Go away. Go away. Do not touch us." When they fled and wandered, those among the nations said, "They shall no longer dwell here." She kind of scared me a little bit. Verse 16, the face of the Lord scattered them. He no longer regards them. The people do not respect the priests, nor show favor to the elders. Still, our eyes failed us, watching vainly for our help. In our watching, we watched for a nation that could save us. They tracked our steps so that we could not walk in our streets. Our end was near. Our days were over, for our end had come. Our pursuers were swifter than the eagles of heaven. They pursued us on the mountains and lay in wait for us in the wilderness. The breath of our nostrils, the anointed of the Lord, was caught in their pits, of whom he said, under his shadow, we shall live among the nations. Then verse 21 now. Rejoice and be glad, O daughter of Edom, you who dwell in the land of Uz. The cup also shall pass over to you. Anyone that's on Blog Talk Radio that you hear her counting down, it will still continue afterwards. So don't think it's going to just completely stop in that many seconds. That's just the scheduled time that I had. So please stay with us.
Yeah. I forget to tell people that.
Yeah.
We got so used to her. With her 90-second deal that we just forget to tell people.
Yeah.
We laugh and they're like, oh, no.
Yeah. Wait, I wasn't done yet. The cup shall also pass. Verse 21 again. Rejoice and be glad, O daughter of Edom, you who dwell in the land of Uz. The cup shall also pass over to you. And you shall become drunk and make yourself naked. The punishment of your iniquity is accomplished, O daughter of Zion. He will no longer send you into captivity. He will punish your iniquity, O daughter of Edom. He will uncover your sins. Now we're in chapter 5 of Lamentations, a prayer for restoration. Remember, O Lord, what has come upon us. Look and behold our reproach. Our inheritance has been turned over to aliens and our houses to foreigners. We have become orphans and wastes. Our mothers are like widows. We pay for the water we drink and our wood comes at a price. They pursue at our heels. We labor and have no rest. We have given our hand to the Egyptians and the Assyrians to be satisfied with bread. Our fathers sinned and are no more, but we bear their iniquities. Servants rule over us. There is none to deliver us from their hand. We get our bread at the risk of our lives because of the sword in the wilderness. Our skin is hot as an oven because of the fever of famine. They ravished the women in Zion, the maidens in the cities of Judah. Princes were hung up by their hands, and elders were not respected. Young men ground at the millstones. Boys staggered under loads of wood. The elders have ceased gathering at the gate, and the young men from their music. The joy of our heart has ceased. Our dance has turned into mourning. The crown has fallen from our head. Woe to us, for we have sinned. Because of this, our heart is faint. Because of these things, our eyes grow dim. Because of Mount Zion, which is desolate, with foxes walking about on it. You, O Lord, remain forever, your throne from generation to generation. Amen. Verse 20 now. Why do you forget us forever and forsake us for so long a time? Turn us back to you, O Lord, and we will be restored. Renew our days as of old, unless you have utterly rejected us and are very angry with us.
Well, he has rejected you, and he's very angry. He still loves
you. He did, and took him back over and over and over again.
Is that it? You done?
Yep, that was it.
Yep. Oh. Well, his mercy is new every morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yes.
We can't see you, but we can hear you.
Yes. That's dark there. So, if you could just see this sunset.
Oh.
Look at the visions. Chapter 3, 312 or 323, where he said, if it wasn't for his mercy, we would all be consumed.
Oh, yeah.
Read that again.
Let me find it. I actually have that underlined in here.
I'm almost there.
23.
Yeah.
323.
They are, yeah. Through the Lord.
The Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, your soul. Therefore, I hope in him.
And when you think about that, that's what I want to admit right there. When you think about that, great
Yeah. Amen.
His faithfulness does not fail. Now, somebody go and grab Psalm 103 and let's read down from verse 1 to like 13. Because this God is more done. I'm not remembering the reference right off the top of my head. But he gets more done out of his goodness than he ever gets done out of his wrath. That's in Romans somewhere.
Yeah.
The goodness of God draws men to repentance.
Yes.
And you and I have got to realize by listening to this being read and reading these sorrowful, sad, mournful messages from the prophets during that time, that even in the midst of all of that, God still is full of mercy. Even in the midst of God not talking to his people for 400 years.
Wow.
400 years. He said nothing to a prophet that the things that he told the prophet to write for 400 years. And so let's read that. Psalm 103. And that's verses 1 through 11, 12, 13, somewhere there. Somebody got it?
Yeah.
You want me to read it again?
Yeah, go.
Bless
the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all his iniquities, who forgives all your sins, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to poison. He asked his children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and
abounding in mercy. Slow to anger. I mean, you've got to realize this is 5,000 years, 4,600 years.
You understand why I love Psalms a lot before the meditation. Okay, he will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as his heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy for those who fear him.
Think about how high heaven is above the earth. That's the magnitude of God's mercy to us. Keep going.
As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
Wow.
As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are just. As for man, his days are like grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him. And his righteousness to children's children.
Wow.
The his word that the Lord are you his host, ministers of his, who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. Amen.
You know, when you listen to the next Psalm, you know, there's a lot of people that when they start reading Psalms, they get, you know, holy and spiritual and ecclesiastical. When you listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying to us and men, you realize God's mercy has never failed once on this earth. Never one time has his mercy failed.
Yeah.
And never one time will his mercy fail, ever. It will never fail. And he can be trusted. And then, because of that, you and I can learn to have confidence in God and realize you got to get the revelation. It's not just education. You got to get the revelation. God loves us so much that in the new covenant, he actually came to live on the inside of us and lead us from the inside out. It's so much
Amen.
More than accepting Jesus as my Savior. There, I did everything I had to do. Oh, no, that's the first step. That's just the very first step of finding your way to heaven. And that's what this program in the evening, establishing your faith, is all about. That's why we're reading through the Bible this year in 1 year. And I'm so glad we're doing it chronologically.
Yeah.
It makes so much more sense. It's not good English what I just said, but I understood it. So.
Yeah. We got it. Mm-hmm.
The revelation of who God is and what he truly was doing, what he truly has been doing ever since he created this earth. And that's a thing. I mean, you and I got a thing. We will live with him for eternity. That is not an interesting thing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And
then,
my friends, how many days
of
three
words? Four. Right?
No, I think it was five. His Lamentations was 2 days.
Yeah, it was 5 days. Yep, you're right.
So we just caught up 5 days of reading the word.
We did.
That's why
I want to make up with
someone.
That's why what?
That's why I want to make up with someone. Oh. And he was hurting.
That's why I like
mustard
and mayonnaise, too.
The Bible.
Now let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. For your abundance of mercy and grace.
Yes.
We just read, as far as the east is from the west, so far you have removed our transgressions from us. That's the promise in the Old Testament, 2,000 years before you, we are today. Saying the same words that he said and rejoicing in your mercy. As Jeremiah said, Lamentations. Your mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. It's like the sun that's setting here, beautiful sunset, all of its own on this night. Great is
great is your faithfulness. Amen.
Great is your faithfulness.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, as you all know, our next portion that we would have is called Circle the Wagons. But we've been circling the wagons and sending out telegrams all the way through the program. So we're going to just step right into now our time of communion. So if you get your communion elements ready and join us now as we receive communion. As soon as we're finished with communion, if you've got conversation or questions you would like to do about this tonight, we would be glad to have some more conversation when we're finished. Let's just receive our communion elements first. Did one of you read those verses?
Yep.
Right.
You reading them, Phyllis, or do you want me to?
If you want me to, baby, I'd be glad to.
All right.
Leviticus 11, Okay. Well, anyone that was with us that has not.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Okay.
I'm just walking away and it's like, oh. That's the mute button then. So we're welcome you now. I'm going to make sure I always say this when we read the verses out of Corinthians. Many church organizations have made the focus of their communion services, verse 27. Just be sure you don't drink damnation to your soul tonight But if you sin, don't take communion. Well, that is not what the Apostle Paul was saying in any form of that verse at all.
Amen.
He was saying those who come take it haughtily, on purpose, with no concern or thought of God, you're going to drink damnation to your soul. But anyone who has come to the communion service with a heart that says, God, I need you in my life right now, today. That's all you need to pray. If you mean that from the depths of your heart, to be worthy to receive the communion elements. Because the next verse, 28, says, let the man examine himself, and then let him eat of the bread and drink of the cups. That's the process. And we welcome every one of you to receive communion with us tonight. If you are a child of God, a born-again believer, communion is for you. Apostle Paul told us to read to as often as you do this in remembrance of me. And so, we do it often. We do it every night by the instruction of the Holy Spirit as we first began. So, let's pray the prayer of salvation. You don't ever know if anyone who's with us that might need to know God. I encourage you, pray this prayer with us, whoever you are. Prayer of salvation, the prayer of rededication, the prayer of hallelujah, I'm a child of God, and faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of the Lord. Here we go. Pray with me, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for
it. And I thank you for it.
Now, here comes our statement. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
Put your hands up and say, I receive you into my life.
I receive you into my life.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your love and your righteousness.
All of your love and your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
With all of
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power. Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly prayer language. Live a successful life as a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Now, those of you that received this for the first time, you just pray that prayer for the first time, and the inside, you're going to be like, wow, something's going on the inside of your earth. This is what's going on. Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, just came to live on the inside of you. Jesus, the light of the world, just came on the inside of you. He lives there now. He just said, come in. I know we left you in the That's because we know somebody else led us into prayer. You got all of his mercy. You just received all of his grace, all of his love, and all of his righteousness. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, you've now been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Welcome to the family of God. Everybody tell them welcome.
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 Welcome, 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 welcome. These are our believers all over the United States, and they're all saying welcome. Now, as God leads you, he's going to lead you to a good church and a good pastor and a good group of people where you can grow and develop in God. Don't worry. Every church is messy. Every church has people that don't know God. Every church has people that have walked with God for a long time. If you're looking for a perfect church, you won't find one. Because you're there. And other people just like you are there.
Mm-hmm.
However, Jesus said that the Father, by the Holy Spirit, said, be ye therefore perfect, even as the Father which is in heaven is perfect. And all of us are working on our salvation with fear and trembling. Not scared, but with the awesome wonder of who our God is as his children. You're born of God. You're an heir of God. Jesus, the light of the world, just came in. He's been washed away and filled with his righteousness. Adopted you into the family. Made you a minister of reconciliation. And now what you got to do every day is walk with God.
Amen.
We got a lot of fun videos of our open Bible study. Happening and having fun and studying the Word of God that we want you to have. Stick with us. My email address and website is right down there in the bottom of the page in the notes of this program. So we can be a blessing to you. Here we go. Hold up your elements. I actually got breakthroughs today. How cool is that? And let's receive them together. Pray this with me, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus. I bless and sanctify these elements
for this time of communion with you,
Lord. Jesus, you were wounded
for my transgression.
You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord.
And by your stripes I am healed.
And by your stripes I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will,
and my emotions.
There's nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint is supplying in my body.
Every joint is supplying in my body.
From your broken body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
And in the body of Christ in my community.
And in the body of Christ in my community.
And
right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name,
let's receive the broken body together. Thank you, Lord. You endured the cross, rising in shame, and are sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. We give you glory. Now, we lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. Pray this with me by the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation
with you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By
the blood of Jesus, every sin
has been placed in remission in my life.
Has been placed in remission in my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
All things have become new.
And all things have become new.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
Help the person next to you and say, I'm a new creation.
I'm a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Even if it's just an angel, you got to help them. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly to the throne room of grace.
I come boldly to the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever.
By the blood of Jesus, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever.
And there's no more condemnation in my life.
And there's no more condemnation in my life.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church without spot or wrinkle.
The glorious church without spot or wrinkle.
Or any other blemish.
Or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive this bloodshed. The blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, let's sing that song. I've been singing this song lately. Down at the cross where my Savior died. Down where the cleansing from sin I cried. There
that was in me.
was.
I'm going to say anything.
And
everyone
and glory and hallelujah. Amen. Now, just in case anybody's new to us and you're like, oh, you guys are just singing and nobody's, what about the internet? Well, you know what? If you can't feel the presence of God in what we just did, you need to get your healer fixed. Because God's presence was right there in the midst of what we were saying.
Amen.
And that's called anointing. And that anointing is what destroys the yoke. And when the yoke is destroyed, the burden is removed off your neck. That's straight out of the book of Isaiah. And we just read that and read the word a couple weeks ago. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, I like being in here. We're inside this little building where there's light. The only problem is you guys tell me I sound like a banjo.
Yes. Sometimes.
Sometimes you actually are coming in pretty clear tonight.
Oh, yeah? That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, that's my little baby bird that are flying. I'll show you. Pretty cool. Can you see the little guy sitting up there?
Are they the same one?
No, this is a new crew.
No, it's a new batch.
Oh.
You see him sitting there?
Yep.
Thank you. About this group, is we love the Word of God. And I guess it's come to me twice or three times now, so I just need to go ahead and say this. You know, there's somebody might be up there going, you know, Richard, you used to be on where we could see you. Now you're working and you see you. You hear funny noises. You know what? I'm going to tell you guys something. A man came to me back in December and asked me if I'd go to work for him doing the same work. And I didn't see any way that it would work. Any way we could do it. And here we are doing it.
Yeah, this works.
And I heard a message of Bill Johnson one day where he talked about it. He said, just remember, what you tell God no, that's impossible, it can't be done. That's probably what he's going to tell you to do. And then require it of your hand to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what's happened here. But anybody that knows what anointing is will know that we just had an anointed time of singing. That had the presence of God on it. That wasn't just singing.
Yeah, amen.
That was his presence. And he said to me, when I'm singing that song, while we're singing that song, I'm dragging my hoses. I'm unhooking. I'm getting ready for the next load. And he said to me, and you sing my faithfulness to you right now while you're doing this. Even though you didn't want to do it. Even though you told me you couldn't do it. And you sing great as I thy faithfulness, oh God, my Father. And I said, yeah, I sure can. I sure can. Probably many people in the world that tend to do a whole lot less than what I'm doing right now. And I it's not where I want to be. I want to be sitting there at the desk like just a man is right now tonight. But I can tell you this. Had the opportunity to pray for somebody whose back was all messed up today. Out here, and we're going to reap every soul and accomplish every purpose that God has for us, and we're going to do it with a heart and a mouth full of praise, because that is the answer. Always win, no matter what the situation you're in, is have a heart and a mouth filled with the praises of God.
Amen.
For who he is. Even some would look and say, well, what's wrong with you, preacher? Why are you still out there working? And you're a preacher in 46 nations. I'm disobeying God, that's all. You ain't seen nothing yet. What God's getting ready to do.
Amen.
You ain't seen nothing yet. And Sister Leanne and I, thank you for all of your prayers. You guys are the most faithful people I've ever met in my life. You're just faithful. And that's one of the greatest characteristics that God looks for. Faithful, teachable people just want more of him. That's a mighty army.
Amen.
And I thank you for being there with us. Go ahead, Grant.
I've been away for a few days, not been able to be here, and I sure miss it. And it's so good to be back tonight, to be able to listen, and it's amazing. I'm so thankful.
It carries a serious anointing, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It does.
And just so you guys know, if you don't know this, we violate every rule almost there is that makes the anointing show up.
Yeah.
Very, very, very rough for me in the last few days. And it's the teachings I have learned from here and things, the grace of God that just helped carry me through what I've been through and what I'm going through. And I'm just so happy that I can take the time tonight, take a few minutes and just relax and listen.
And
hallelujah.
It's like Brother Phil said, just soak in a good bath.
Yeah.
The presence of God. There is a powerful presence here. Thank you for saying it,
right? Because you're welcome. Not before I start crying, though. But
they're not tears of sadness. They're tears of joy. And really, probably they're also tears of relief. I found a place where I can find the presence of the Lord. And you know what? You can find it every day of the week.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
And even if I can't, if you're not, I can pull up the YouTube.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Sunday has a testimony. Zoe is doing much better. Thank you for praying for her.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Let me just remind you, you are cursed and you are rebuked. Oh, everybody pray for me. Now, just hit the ear off the road.
Yeah. Jesus helped him.
Every one of our senior citizens,
who are with us today, tonight, and the enemy is saying, you're losing your mind, you're going to have all the wonders. I don't know who we are, and I'm not going to limit it to the group that's with us, but we will declare right now, in the name of Jesus, that the memory of the upright is blessed.
Amen.
And there will be a sound mind all the days of their life.
They
will not be evil-minded. And we will rebuke every word that comes out of anybody's mouth that says we're evil-minded, because you, Jesus, the Christ, live on the inside of us. And the same Spirit that raised you, Jesus, from the dead is living inside of us. And we have life and life more abundantly, even in our mind, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, that every one of us live every day we want to live, and we enjoy our life all the way to the end when you say, hey, why don't you come up there with me?
Amen.
We rejoice in that victory, and we declare that the wisdom that each of these has learned through their years of living, they won't be arrogant. They won't be old and crashing about it, but they'll share the wisdom they've learned with every younger person and be the blessing in this season of their life that you want them to be. I speak it done now. I speak it done over every one of these, as with us, Mary and Phyllis and Rebecca. Who else, Brother Sunday, Dan, Bill, Mary, Susie, Tom, Dick, and Harry. I think I got you all covered in that. Roger was. Roger's saying that.
And 40.
Yes. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bless him. Bless Don with the ability to have a sound, sharp mind all the days of his life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
We do not lose.
Amen.
We will take the Lord's day and night, and you said we will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And we will bring forth fruit till the day you come again.
In Jesus'
mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And amen. And amen. And amen. Who else, did you read the closing verses yet?
Yes, I did. But I tell you, right across the page is another couple of verses, and I just love these. Let me read this to you. Revelation 1:5-6. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. I'm continuing and just say that to the benediction. I'm getting much encouragement.
I'll tell you what, those are two of the most important verses for anybody to get a hold of, get the revelation of. That's why I don't mind reading these verses over and over, because it's all the way you get it. By hearing by the word of God, and when we get the revelation that you've been made a king and a priest unto God, now all of a sudden life begins to change, because you're no longer enemy. You can't win. You're a priest of God. God lives on the inside of you. Glory be to God. us.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
And all of the glory belongs to Jesus.
Amen. Absolutely.
Is it okay? Every big time that goes through sacred and talk to people, I say, hey, it's okay. My big brother is walking with me. Is that okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you consider yourself an heir to the kingdom, what is joint heir with Jesus? That means, yeah, take your big brother.
It's your big brother.
And they say, well, what's happening? Because Jesus, you know him.
Come on.
It's just so saved
by the hundreds. They're just saved by the hundreds.
All of a sudden, it's kind of like I'm climbing a mountain, and it's rough. It is really rough. I can't even begin to tell you what I'm going through, and I won't. Because when I get to the top of that mountain, I'm going to see something beautiful. Thank you, Jesus.
So with joy, the Bible says, you will be led out with joy and led forth with peace.
Amen.
Peace and joy in marrying God's wife.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus and the mighty name of Jesus and the mighty name of Jesus.
One thing good about it, I cry so much, I don't ever have to go deeper in the day. I didn't expect to hear that. Good night, everybody.
Thank you. Good night, sweetheart. I'm glad you were here with us.
Good night. Love you.
Love you. Everybody put their hands on. I receive. A wonderful return.
From
my seed I sowed tonight.
From
my time, my talent, and my treasure.
Jesus, I want all my harvest to work on this earth. Preaching the gospel so people will know you.
In Jesus' name. So we see
you
again. This is what we say. We love you.
We love you. God loves you. And Jesus is Lord.
Good night, everybody.
Love you guys.
God bless you all.
God bless you all.